Tablet 1, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1, verse 1. The same was in the beginning with God. John 1, verse 2. There is a beginning for all things. Before any beginning, the universe was in a state of beingness. However, the universe had the potential to be awakened, to create, and to be created. The creative forces, three gunas, were in the state of balance, or unreleased, not yet activated. The controller of the three gunas is the consciousness, God. The consciousness and three gunas are a part and parcel of one entity and inseparable. This creative force is called the Word. It was and is with God, and was an inseparable part of God, and the Word was God. So the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verse 3. Because of the desire of the Father, the operative powers of the three gunas, Mother, were released. And with the use of these creative forces and consciousness, all things are created. Without these creative forces, nothing could be created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, verse 4. The life force in the universe is the Rajaguna, which is in the universal consciousness. In Him was life. Also, this is the force in each individual consciousness, which is the spiritual power in man. And when it is under the influence of the Sattvaguna, knowledge, it becomes the light for the consciousness. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1, verse 5. However, because of the influence of the tamaguna, darkness, man becomes ignorant, and the rajaguna, action, and sattvaguna, knowledge, will be directed toward mundane, external life. So although the light is always present, an ignorant consciousness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. John 1 through 6. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John 1 verse 7. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. John 1 verse 8. John the Baptist came, who was the harbinger for the one who had the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1, verse 9. This light is the goal of the life, to be realized. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. John 1, verse 10. This light of truth, consciousness, is in the world everywhere, and everything is made by him. Because of the ignorance, lower nature of man, and illusive separation of I, the world knew him not. Christ, pure consciousness, came to the world. He was in the world. He was in pure consciousness, and was the light of truth, but the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John 1, verse 11. He came to humanity, which had the same light of truth within themselves, came unto his own. But because of their ignorance, false ego, they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. However, to those who were in a higher consciousness, believed him. He gave the power to reach pure consciousness, to become the sons of God. He showed them the way to overcome their lower natures and go to their higher natures, be saved. Also, those who are initiated into and know the holy name, believe on his name, were saved, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1, verse 13. God willed, let there be light. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 14. He became the first begotten Son of God, and there was light. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. John 1, verse 15. Esau had reached pure consciousness before John. He was the first begotten Son. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. John 1, verse 16. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Esau the Christ. John 1, verse 17. The goal of the life is to become divine, not to follow some rigid rules and regulations. Of course, rules and regulations are necessary. But if all become divine, the law, they will become minimal. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John, verse 1 through John 1, verse 18. Only the first begotten Son knows the Father completely, because he and the Father are one, which is in the bosom of the Father. He completely manifests his light and truth. He hath declared him. Men cannot see him, so they need to see his Spirit in his Son to know who he is.